Let's go back prior to 1960. I'm talking about segregation. Were patients segregated in those hospitals, black patients assigned?
Very much so. St. John's, when I came to town, had them in the basement of St. John's. Hillcrest had them in a couple of ward type of things. Yeah, they were highly segregated.
How did that make you feel in coming from where you grew up in Louisiana?
Well, during my residency, Charity Hospital was segregated. They would be duplicate wards. You know, you would have white male surgery, colored male surgery, even our polio hospital, our infectious disease hospital. Charity Hospital was comprised of a whole bunch of hospitals. They had TB hospitals, for instance, but they would have black and white. So that was kind of the nature of the business. So I didn't feel particularly uncomfortable with it because that was where I was brought up.
Were the blacks given the same kind of treatment and the same equipment?
Yeah, same equipment, yes, because they take them to the same operating rooms. There was an old doctor named Frank Flack, F-L-A-C-K, who was the Sinclair doctor. He was a surgeon, and I used to go with Frank over to Moton Hospital, which was a black hospital. And there were several black doctors there. We would help them operate because many of them had very inferior training. I did that for a couple of years just because Dr. Flack was very nice to me. We'd go over once a week and help them operate. The integration process was more gradual than sudden. It sort of mirrored how the schools did it, I think.
There's a doctor by the name of Dr. Liebendorf.
Oh, I knew Dick Liebendorf.
You knew him?
Yeah, very well. He was in Korea somewhat after I was, so we kind of touched base on that.
Was it true that at St. John he admitted a black female without telling her race?
Yeah, the nuns didn't like that.
In the same room where two white ladies felt like they had to put sheets over their head at first, but then they realized this black lady was a good person and they all became friends.
I can believe that.
And that's the way they began to say, you know.
Yeah, at St. John's, in the first place, the bulk of the rooms were semi-private in those days. They were semi-private because Blue Cross Blue Shield would pay for semi-privates. So hospitals were largely built for semi-private rooms. By the time St. Francis came along, they were not as insistent upon semi-privates, and they built more privates, which now they build them nearly all privates. But segregation was slower at St. John's than it was at Hillcrest, I will tell you. Now, it wasn't at Hillcrest all that much nicer or anything of the sort, but I think they, for whatever reason. There's an old German order, you know, at St. John's. Marvelous ladies, but they had their own views on things.
When St. Francis comes online, segregation was not an issue for St. Francis in 1960.
Not really. But then again, part of it was geography. They didn't have that issue greatly.
Because they were way out in the country.
They were way out in the country.
At 61st and Yale.
Yeah, and going there was a pain in the rear because there were blacktop roads with four-way stop signs south of 51st, and it was a long way from St. John's or Hillcrest to get out there. I started very early out there because it was a matter of getting operating time. As my practice was growing, I wanted to get on the ground floor at St. Francis. Because, in a sense, my personality requires something a little different. I like to be a part of something that's growing, and that I want to be able to influence it. That's just my peculiar personality. Well, there was no way I could influence St. John's, and I'm not sure there was any way I could influence Hillcrest either. Although I ran their training program there for 5 years, gratis, at Hillcrest.